And welcome to Top Gear on 5 Live. I'm Steve Berry. Show this week, Zug Ziglar gets all dewy-eyed with a look back at his childhood and what his uncle kept at the back of a wardrobe. Richard Simpson gets all emotional about a transport cafe in the Lake District where crime and passion were always on the menu. And Graham Swain gets all pomp and circumstance about a British attempt to rule the world. Well, the world of speed anyway. On 5 Live 909 and 693 on Medium Wave. Here's Mark Hellings with a review of the happenings on wheels this week.
The sound of Richard Noble's thrust SSC warming up recently in preparation for an attempt on the world land speed record. The team fly off to Jordan this weekend for trials to perfect their car, just as American Craig Breedlove's effort has run into soggy weather. British pilot Andy Green says their car is performing really well.
The handling is absolutely superb. The car goes incredibly well. It's very, very stable. 0 to 200 miles an hour, 10 seconds, and then it rolls back to a stop with no problem at all. We've got it really, really under control, and it's proved so reliable. We've done all of the development driving. We're basically from 70 miles an hour, once we've done the low-speed testing, we had about 8 runs to do to get it up to 200, and we did all of that in a day and a half. The only reason we couldn't do it sooner, because we had a few rain showers, and because it took time to pack the parachutes. The car itself is brilliant.
The man behind the project, Richard Noble, says the team should benefit from this dry run in the Jordanian desert before the proper attempt, now scheduled for next year.
The whole idea was always to go to Jordan first before going on to Blackrock. It's these projects are always has to be multiple stage. I mean, we'll come back from Jordan and then we'll want to make really probably very substantial changes to the car before we go on to the next site.
What have you found with the cars? Have there been any major changes you've had to make to the design or the structure of the car at all?
So far, no. It's becoming very reliable. We're also finding that everything's working well. All the instrumentation, all the electronics are working well. And I think we've got a lot we can be proud of now.
Now, at the press conference, you did allude to a side bet you had with Ron Dennis, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Ron, you like to tell us exactly
Yes. Now, Ron Dennis...
Of McLaren, obviously.
That's right, at the Goodwood Festival of Speed, said, you will never get out to make a record attempt this year, I thought, he said. But in point of fact, when he wrote to me, it was this summer. So I took him on at 2-1, and he sent £1,000. The reality is that the summer's over now, so I've sent him £2,000 back. But in point of fact, he was only out by 5 weeks.